hackathons. They're also known as hack days or hack fests. They're about getting teams together to work intensively to providing digital solutions like apps or sites to solve modern day problems. What's the rationale behind getting participants working together in teams? Do you form the teams or do they form their own?
So there are different ways to do it. The way we do it at the Energy Lab is let people form their teams by themselves based on their interests and their skills. So we really encourage them to have a mix of skills in their team so that everyone can work together and make the best experience out of it. But there are different ways to do it. Some hackathons also directly pair you up with people and ask you beforehand what are your skills so that they make sure that same thing, like you have the right mix of skills in the team. But for us, it's really important that people make sure they get along before working together for 24 hours. So we organize a lot of networking activities for them to find the right people to work with for the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want people who don't like each other, not getting along, working for 24 hours together. It's not the best environment. Can you tell us about the kind of people who sign up for this? What's their day job?
So we have a bit of a mix. Some of them are developers that are interested in exploring some side projects, and this just especially in the sustainability sector in our case. We have some people that work in the sustainability space, and they are very interested, same, to explore different possibilities, do things that they don't get to do in their day jobs. And we also have a couple of students that have been exposed to entrepreneurship in the past. So this weekend we had a few students that went through the hatchery program at UTS, for example, and are very excited by this kind of event and getting exposure to industry problems. And I guess the last category is people that want access to different people, different ways of thinking, and also access to mentors that are present at the event. So, for example, this weekend we organized the event with partnership with Origin Energy, and some people were really interested in having feedback from people working in the industry about their ideas.
Yeah, definitely would be some great experience in there. Some hackathons go for 24 hours and others go for a whole weekend. Talking about experience, what's the best duration in your experience?
So it really depends what you want to achieve out of it. I find 2 days is a bit long from a participant perspective. The weekend is also about resting. And if you work full time, it can be very intense if you worked Monday to Friday, then Friday to Sunday, you're doing a hackathon, and then you have to go through a whole new week after. Like, that second week can be really, really long. So that's why we go for a one-day format to make sure it's not too much of a commitment for people. What you get to do when you do a two-day hackathon, though, is that you can take more time getting insights on your consumer. So I've participated in startup weekends, for example, and most of my Saturday afternoon was dedicated to talking to people in the streets about my idea and how they felt about it. So then I had data to present about that on the Sunday. Whereas if you participating in a one-day hackathon, you're going to spend more time working on the idea itself and maybe speak to less people about it because you have to present on the Saturday.
Yeah, there's definitely some ups and downs to either the 24 hours or the whole weekend one. Is winning a prize the main goal for these people, or do people generally want to solve the problems?
So some people are definitely in for the prize, but in general, they're not the ones that do the best in the hackathon, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The ones that are there to get industry exposure, to learn a lot of things, and to work on a business idea are the ones that do the best. So we do it to get new ideas in the sector and encourage more people to get business ideas in the clean energy sector and India and probably create a startup. So the ones that come with these objectives do the best. And at the end of the day, what they get out of it is confirmation on their idea, some really useful contacts on the industry. And that's probably what they come for the most, rather than just some prize money or something else.
Yeah, right. There's definitely, I guess, some benefits out of both ways for the winners and losers, in a sense. What happens next? Do the winners go to the market with their solution, or do they refine them further, or the people that didn't win take these ideas and introduce them to some people that could give it some backing?
So what we do at Energy Lab is make sure that we follow up with the winners and anyone really that wants to keep working on their idea. So we have some startups in our acceleration program that actually came out of a hackathon. Of course, since then, they really refined their idea and sometimes even pivoted a bit from the initial idea, because once you've done all your market research and get the customer feedback, there's very little chance that you're still with the exact same idea you had during the hackathon. But they met co-founders, which was really useful for them. So some of them definitely go with a startup, and even the ones that don't win that are still interested, we're really happy to support them, give them coaching, give them consulting, and really help them get into our acceleration program afterwards.
Yeah, right. It all sounds very fun and extremely interesting, and I guess a very beneficial thing for people that like to get involved. But thank you so much, Sarah, for bringing us up to date on hackathon culture.
No problem. Anytime. Thanks, James.